rest of the chulin you let eat. So the rest of the chulin, even according to Reb Lezer, we have a shayla matay aleim. How do you have to eat according to Reb Lezer? Like, do we really say when you took out the one saw of chumalite and you say be mlein like it's tumeya, it's tirkav? Do we say that's really the tum is out of here? And now when you go to eat the chulin, can you even eat it even though it's wet? Or maybe no, you still have to be makpit to make sure it's dry, because you have to be choshen, maybe the tum is still there. So yes, that's the loch. Even because you're blessed, we said the din is ma'amatei aleihem. So it says also yerchlo nekudim shidit when it's dry, or you close when it's roasted, or you loishu me'peres v'os knead it with apple juice, or it is chalak liyisol, divide up in a small dose of a vachlo yehei kebeitzah v'makam echad. There should be no kebeitzah in one place to make sure it won't be mekabel tumah. And again, the Yom Ula says, my time, what's the reason? Like, why don't we say this Chulin Gemur in according to Rabbanin? Like, why don't we say like Kibun's Botla? So, one, and especially according to Reb Lezer, he says, Shani Yomli, you say the part you took out, that was a tumor. So even the leftover, why do you have to eat it? But it's dry, why can't you eat it even though it's wet? So Mara says, Gzeira, it's Gzeira, the Gedin over here. That Shem Yovi Kav Chulin Temeyim Mokam Acher. Maybe you bring a calf of chulin, of food that's tame from someplace else, and you take out of this bunch now of a calf v'yoyd miminzeh. You take out an equal measurement of a calf and a little bit more from this mixture of chulin. And so you think to say, if talinu beruvay, that the tumah becomes bottle b'rayv. You have one saw, one calf of tame, and you have a calf v'yoyd more than that calf of tairim, so it'll be bottle b'rayv. But now the chiv on the kahai mashum. But since in this mixture there was first a saw of tumeya there, so in every little bit is mixed in a mashu of tuma. So we have to be afraid that in this kav yoid there is a little bit of tuma. So now when this mixes in motza min es minoy, when it comes and mixes in with the other kav of tuma, veneer will wake up. So you see clearly that even though the tuma was already bottled in the Meya Chulun Torin, but later when this little bit of tumma will mix up with other tumma, and then it'll become the majority, it wakes up and still has the din of tumma. So here's the question of Baya, could you say the Chutumma Shabbat or Chayze B'Neyer? Here we see clearly a Mishnah in Tyrus, a Mishnah in Trumas, that it is Chayze B'Neyer. So Nisa Baya enters back and says, no, Omalei, in the tumma or Rerus tumma. It's just to hear that tumma, this other kav of tumma, could be ma'orah, could wake up this first little bit of tumma. That yes, but tyra reres tumeya, that you don't see. But in our case series, you say you can't throw this seer into a k'deira, which a k'deira is tyra. So what do you want to say? This torah dikur water should wake up the water of tumma to give it a shem mayim. That you don't say, since the right water right now is tor, and the original small amount of water was bottle ready. But since it was bottle ready, maybe you don't say chayz of an ayir. Gets it after bias kasha. Where do we see as a chayz of neir when it comes into a dove of tor? Over here in the Mishnah in Truma, when it's coming into tuma and a chanami tuma could be mara tuma. But now in case where the steer is coming into a dove of tor, here we don't see it could be chayz of neir. So therefore, that's a bias kasha back to the year. Where do you see such a yisite?
All right, we'll stop here, but now wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do the other next plot on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over.
We're holding the Avchav Gimel Amar Aleph. We learned the first part again. We have Reb Lezer, Matei Aleihem, Ovid Lachon, Reb Lezer. So it's like that, Yechlin, Nekudim, is deleted when they dried out, or Kaloyas when they're roasted, or Yolosh Ros, need them to make terrors, or that they should not become Mekabal Tumma. Or it is Chamek Lisa, so we have to divide up into small doses, or the Vachlo, Yehei Kebetza, each dose should not be the size of a Kebetza, the Mokam Echad. Now the Yom Ulul explains my time, what's the reason? According to Reb Lezer, since we said the one you take out is the Talmudika one, so why can't you eat the rest of Chulin even though they're wet? Then there's nothing to make a tummy. The answer is Gzeir Hashem Yovi Kav Chulin, referring maybe bring another Kav of Chulin to Meim. Mimokam Achim is someplace else. The Kav, the Yod, Mimzeh, take a Kav and a little bit more from this bunch. Now, so do you think to say, if the Luna Baruboy, I think we're going to have Rave Torim here, so I'll be in the Vato, the Tommy, and the Rave Torah. But the Chivun, Yikai Mashu, since there's a little bit left over, of tumah left over in the air is so that after the flow of matzah min hazmina v'neya, the little bit of tumah would wake up and not become bata b'reiv. So here you see clearly, even by tumah we say chayzev in air, it wakes up, it's the kashan abaya. Omulei, the abaya says back, im tumah, where is tumah? You understand over here that the tummy now could wake up what was tummy from before, that's good. But however, where is tumah? You want, but by our case, where the seal falls into a kadera of water, where the water is tor, you want that torah water to wake up the tomatic water, that I do not say. That's Abayi's taina. This is what we're holding. Nothing more says, Eisrei. I have a question. Rashi says that the Kashan Reb Yirmiya that said you do say Chayz Vineya. Eisrei, I have a question. It's a Mishnah in Torah that says, Eifer Kosher, Shinisar Reb Yefer Mikla. If you have some ashes from the Paraduma, which is Tomei, gets mixed up with regular ashes, Eifer Mikla means Tam burning ashes, so Kamacha Reif, Latame, go bust the Reif. If Reif of the ashes is from the Paraduma, it's Tomei. If Reif of it is from Eifer Mikla, regular ashes, it's Tor. Rashi says the Tomei, Yim Anageyeb, or someone touches, get a sieve. The Pasuk says, Vanageyeb, and Mayanida, you Tomei. Whoever touches the Mechatis, or the Eifer Hatis, becomes Tomei. Now, the Reif Eifer Mikla, if Reif of it is Eifer Mikla, Reif of it is Tam Eifer Tor, Dik Eifer, who? Is Loi Matam, it's not Matam, you. It's like Bottom Reif, the little bit Eifer of the Paraduma, becomes Bottom Reif in this other ashes. Now the question is, the Amat, if you tell me, according to you, Rabbi Yirmiya, that Tum command East Adam, you hold that Tum, even though it's Bota right now, it's considered like it's there. And therefore, if it finds other Tumah, it's Mitzarif, it wakes up. So you have to say, it's not like it's Bota completely, if so, Nihid B'magad, like Matama, you understand well, if you touch this ashes now, you do not become Tummy. Because since the robe of these ashes are made from Tyra, from Tordic ashes of Eifer Mikla. So when you touch it, we say you're not touching the Eifer of the Paraduma. You're touching rather the Eifer of the Tordic ashes. That's good why you tore for Maga. But the question is, Latame B'masrei. The law called Eifer Pora has a Latumas Mas also. So when you carry it, Lamaisa, you're carrying now the Tordic ashes of the Eifer Pora. If you tell me, even when this Rive tore, the tum is not really bought like it's not there completely, it's just, you can't touch it. But the tum is there, therefore it's chayzev v'neya later. See, also when you pick it up, it should have a tum samasa. But the mice are picking up the whole thing. So my answer is true, Ritmolo learned on this, that Omer Reb Yisrael Rebbe Chanino, Toyim alatam nebamag, enechanami, that that we say, if you have rave ashes of Tyra, that the ashes of Eparaduma becomes bottle, and you're not tumma, it's only if you touch it. If you carry it, it would have a tumas master. Because we say, bittul is not a complete bittul. It's still here right now. Therefore, if you pick up those things, you'll be metama right now. Now the more is, I, for Omer Rav Chizda, Chizda said like this, the more in Menachis we had. For Omer Rav Chizda, that nevela betela b'shchut. If you have a piece of meat that's nevela, it gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat that have a shchita on them, so melas betela. They all three become muta b'achil, you're allowed to eat all three of them. Why she yefshel a nevela shetiyasa shchuta? It's not possible that the nevela should become a shchuta once it has nisar on it, can't become heter anymore. But then the yefshel, it's like ghetto like called min b'sheinim inoi, and the min b'sheinim inoi is bottom right. Rashi said the Gersu should not be that Nevela Eefshel in Nevela Shatiasa Shruta, because Alochra's Nevela could become like a Shruta. When Nevela becomes Enuvela Achilak, soon later the Yisra goes off it, the Tumah goes off it. So it should be the opposite way, that a Shruta cannot be like a Nevela. But our core part of this is considered Nimbishen Minoy, therefore it's bottle. And therefore if you touch it now or carry it, it's not Tomei. So what is the question? Why? Nihid b'magalei metam. I understand why if you touch now one of these three pieces of meat, even though one of them is nevela which has a tumas maga, but since it's bottle b'reiv, I say now you're touching the tzedek piece of meat. That I understand. But the question is latame b'masa. But if you pick up all three pieces, if you carry them, there should be a tumas maga. Like if you hold again, like Rabbi Yirmiya, that the tumah is. And this error means to say it's not commander lesser dumb right now, it's like it's there. So when you're carrying the whole thing, Lamaisi, you're carrying it. So it should be Tomei. So my answer is back. Omalei said back to him, Osen you, but the Rav Chizda must need some law. You learned this Allah over the name of Rav Chizda. And now, no, but the Rav Chizda must need, we learned this Allah and Rav Chizda. What the Tomei, Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, like this. Nevei lo shchuta,
Betele zubizu, shno nevela shchute is bottle zubizu. It's from Chiyus Halacha. A nevela, one piece of nevela falls into two pieces of shchute, so betele zu and zu. And again, why? Because since the shchute cannot become a nevela, it's called min b'shein minoim, therefore it's bottle. But now, the yitma lo, we learned on this, that Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Tohir milatami b'magam, and the chanavi, the bit of blood helps that if you touch it now, you're tohir, you don't become tamei. Avol mitami b'masa, but it says clearly though, if you carry all three, or move all three of them, then there is a tumas masa. It says, good according to Yirmiya, that the tumas chayze b'neyar, it's treated like it's still here. Now the Gemara is, for all it's not, that's what we learned in our Mishnah before. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, that behem magasa, yeah, the behem magasa, sheshor for chavor's dam, a clot of dam came out of him, as other locha rezu to cover. Says he's supposed to bury that clot of dam, because we have to be choshes, maybe in that clot of dam is the uber, is the bechor, it has kedushas bechor on it. And v'niftura min ha-bechorah, the next kid she has no more kedushas bechor, it's ready potter min ha-bechorah. Now the Tony Reb Chiya Reb Chiya learned in our Mishnah that ain't the matama loy b'magav loy b'masa. If you touch this dam now, it has no tumah, and not if you carry the dam. So the question is, am I why? Nehi de b'magav loy matama enechnaim b'magav. When you touch the dam, you don't become tummy. And like Rabbi Yochanan said before, because it's bottle b'roiv in the rest of the dam, there's like one drop of the dam from the uber. The rest of the dam is dam of leida. If so, it's good, boy, if you touch it. It's bottle b'roiv, but titami b'masai. The mice are picking up those things. If he carries those things, why is it not tumas masai? If he holds the tum is not bottle, so tumas meisha boy, should not become bottle b'roiv? If so, why if he pick up those things, why is it say it's Torah? Zishtik, he kept quiet, didn't have an answer. The more answer though, but Dilma maybe, Shani Hoch, maybe here it's different. Here is different. Here this dam is Tumas Rucha. Meaning to say this tipa of the uber is like is Rucha, is like spoiled already. That a person will not eat it, and since the person will not eat it, therefore it has no Tumas. Therefore Tumas Paka. So usually when something is bought, the bread, the Tumas is still there. It could be Chayzev in Eya. The master would be Tumas. But here the pshat is the dam of this uber is Rucha. Is like spoiled already, it's not worth of it to eat, be eaten by a girl. So most of, let's see. Honich l'bapod, this comes out good according to Bapod, the shita of the yom, he holds, tuma chamura ad a girl. So tuma chamura, Rashi says, that means the hainu masa. Tuma masa on a nevela is only if a nevela is still fit to be given to a girl. Like we'll see later, the pasuk says, like geretit nenu. Says nevela is supposed to give it to a girl, so we dash and it only has the issa shebei, calls the mind it's fit by ger to eat the ger teisha of a guy. Mashenkin, once it's not fit for a ger, for a person, tibet, it has no more tumah. So according to Bapod, if it's good, it is dam, that again, what happened here, the behemoth gave out a tip of dam, a chavorah's dam. So even though the uber is there, but I call upon him, that uber, the dam of the uber, is srucha. So therefore, it has no tumah's nevela on it. So it's good according to Bapod, he holds tumah chamur, Rashi says that means tumah's maso, Ad Lager. The Tumma Kala, a simple Kotumma, Rashi says that means Tumma Mago, Ad Lakel of Enechnami. That's Kozuman, a dog, Kirita still has Tumma Smago. If so, holy Chaz Lager over here, this type of dam is not fit for Ger Teet. Even though it's fit for Kelev Teet, so Enechnami has Tumma Smago Takom, it would be fit to be Tomei. But if Shat, the reason why there's no Tumma Smago on this dam, because the dam is both a brave with the other dam of the Leder from the Behema. So as bit of bread helps for Tumas Maga. The only question is for Tumas Masa. So Tumas Masa, according to Bapod, is good since this dam is Srucha, therefore there's no Tumas Masa. This is the way Rashi learns. So Tumas Chamura means Tumas Masa, and Tumas Kama means Tumas Maga. Tosis says no. Tosis learns Tumas Chamura means the whole Tumah of Nevela. Both of the Masa Shiboy and the Maga Shiboy. Both of them is totally in Achilas Ger. After it says Tumas Kala, it doesn't mean Tumas Maga, but it means Tumas Eichlin. When an oicha becomes a rishon or a shen l'tumah, that's called a tumah kala. But our core point, according to that part, is very good over here. The reason why there's no tumah smasa to carry the thing is because it's not fit to be eaten by a ger. So, but the more is though, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Shita, the yom that he holds, if Yochanan holds,